What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 226. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about using nebulized amikacin to treat hospital and ventilator-associated pneumonia, answer the drug information question, can sodium polystyrene sulfate cause intestinal necrosis, and share a resource for pharmacy calculations and other useful information. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode226. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode is titled Nebulized versus IV Amikacin as Adjunctive Antibiotic for Hospital and Ventilator-Acquired Pneumonia Post-Cardiac Surgeries, a Randomized Controlled Trial. The lead author is Nihal Hassan, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine October 2017. Nebulized antibiotics offer high efficacy due to significant local concentrations and safety with minimal blood levels. This study evaluates the efficacy and nephrotoxicity of nebulized versus IV amikacin in post-cardiothoracic surgical patients with nosocomial pneumonia caused by multidrug-resistant gram-negative bacilli. The study was a prospective, randomized, controlled study on post-cardiac surgery patients split into two groups. Patients were enrolled if they were diagnosed with either hospital-acquired pneumonia or ventilator-associated pneumonia. The first group was administered amikacin IV 20 mg per kilo once daily. The second group was prescribed amikacin by nebulizer 400 mg twice daily. Both groups were co-administered IV piperacillin-tazobactam empirically. Clinical cure on day 7 of treatment was the primary outcome. Secondary outcomes assessed were the length of hospital stay, ICU stay, days on amikacin, days on the ventilator, ventilator-free days, days to reach clinical cure, and mortality rate. The group that received nebulized amikacin took fewer days to achieve clinical cure. The nebulized group also had lower nephrotoxicity rates, shorter ICU stay, fewer days on the ventilator, and fewer days on amikacin treatment. The authors concluded that nebulized amikacin showed better clinical cure rates, less ICU stay, and fewer days to reach complete recovery compared to IV amikacin for surgical patients with nosocomial pneumonia. It is also a less nephrotoxic option associated with less deterioration in kidney function. The regimen used was 400 mg amikacin via the nebulizer combined with piperacillin tazobactam. Although this is a single-center study in cardiac ICU patients, it's important data supporting the use of adjunctive amikacin nebulizer therapy in combination with piperacillin tazobactam with better surrogate outcomes plus less nephrotoxicity than IV amikacin. The drug information question for this episode is, can sodium polystyrene sulfate cause intestinal necrosis? And the answer is yes. Sodium polystyrene sulfate is a cation exchange resin and trades a harmless sodium ion for a potassium ion in the lumen of the GI tract. The best available evidence suggests that this medication is actually no more effective than laxative use for lowering serum potassium levels. While not common, this medication can cause intestinal necrosis, a potentially fatal complication. Certain conditions lead to a higher incidence of intestinal necrosis from sodium polystyrene sulfate and should be considered absolute contraindications to use. Postoperative patients, patients with an ileus or who are receiving opioids, and patients with a bowel obstruction. And the resource for this episode is globalrph.com. I've been using this site for nearly my entire practice in hospital pharmacy for its relevant and reliable pharmacy calculators. The site also contains many other useful references such as IV dilution information and medical abbreviation listings. I recently wrote a guest article for globalrph.com about the mindset of a clinical pharmacist. You can find a link to this article at the end of the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode226. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.